It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. God used Paul at Malta. Paul was going to Rome as a prisoner, and their ship broke at Malta. God saved Paul, and all of those people were with him, and they landed at Malta. It was a small island. It was a rainy day. The people at Malta, they saw this Paul and other people coming to the shore, so they were warming themselves with the fire. Paul also went and gathered some sticks and put it on the fire. And there came a viper out of the heat. And he bit the Paul, and it was hanging on the Paul's hand. Paul shook the hand, and that viper, poisonous snake, fell in the fire and burned. Those people were heathen. They were called barbarians. Maybe unlearned, uneducated people. When they saw this thing, they were so scared. They start thinking, this man is a big criminal, and God doesn't want him to be alive. So the snake bit him, and now he's going to swell and die. And they were waiting, but Paul did not die. Paul was completely healed and had no poison in his body. So when these people saw it, they changed their mind and they start saying, he is God. And there was a man, he might be the chief of the island or governor of that island. His name was Publius. He received Paul and other people into his house, and they were there for 3 days. And Paul heard that father of Publius was lying on the bed with a fever, and he had a bad dysentery or diarrhea. That man's condition was so horrible, maybe he was point of death. But when Paul heard that Publius' father is very sick, he prayed for him. And when this man got healed, people from that island came to Paul. And so many people got healed, delivered, and set free. I believe it was the greatest revival meeting or healing meeting in that island. Almost 3 months, Paul was praying for those people and preaching the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. See the situation. Paul was going to Rome. He was very tired. They were almost fasting for 2 weeks. They had no physical strength. Publius, the man, gave him Rome for 3 days, but Paul did not say, "Let me take rest. I am weary and tired." But he kept on preaching. When they heard that Paul can pray for people, and when they saw that the poisonous snake was not able to kill Paul, they knew this is a man of God. They called him God. And when Publius' father got healed, their faith might have increased more. And each and every person from that island start coming to Paul. Or Paul might have visited every house in that island for 3 months. What I'm trying to say, our God is a miracle working God. God can do miracles anywhere for His glory. But He's just looking for a man or a woman who can be vessel of God. God can use anyone. Only we should be willing and God will use us. But God cannot use the person who is not born again. First of all, we have to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then we should be baptized according to the Word of God. Then we should be filled with the Holy Spirit with the mighty power of God. Then we can do signs and wonders and miracles. Book of Mark chapter 16, we read, "Any deadly poisonous thing will not harm us." Paul got snake bite and people thought he will die. But he did signs and wonders and miracles. One day, cobra snake bit me. And by the grace of God, I am still alive. I believe our timing is in God's hand. No one can kill us or destroy us before the time. Our days are counted. Even though each and every hair is counted. And there is a set time for our life. If we're living for God, we have nothing to worry about dying. Because Jesus Christ has taken our death penalty on the cross. And we are living the life of Jesus Christ. God wants to use you. But He cannot use you if you are living in your sins. Say, "Lord Jesus, I want to change my life. And I want to be a useful vessel for You. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with Your precious blood. Touch me, Lord. Heal me. Deliver me. And set me free for Your glory. I promise You, I will serve You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen." If you prayed this prayer, that means you are a child of God. You received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is no limit what God can do through you. If you are available, He can use you for His glory. God will never force anyone to do anything. Only He wants willing vessel. If you say, "Lord Jesus, I am available. Use me just like Peter, John, Stephen, Philip, or Paul." And He will use you. I prayed the same way. "Lord, use me for Your glory." And He called me with a definite calling. I gave up my job and everything. Since 1956. I am serving the Lord. I am not serving any mission. I am not serving any denominations. I am serving Lord Jesus Christ. Without salary, without any gain. See, Philip went to Samaria. He was not looking for money or financial gain. Paul went to Malta. He was not looking for for financial gain. But the Word of God says when he ministered to those people for 3 months, and when he left that town or left that island, many people gathered all the necessary stuff for Paul and other people and loaded on the ship. God knows our needs. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, the Word of God says, "My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." God wants you to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. If you serve the Lord, he will supply your needs. Let me pray for you. Some people might have financial problem. Some people might have physical problem, emotional problem, or spiritual problem. Let's pray. Jesus Christ is going to bless you and use you for his glory. Touch your body or touch someone's body. And let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are a great God. You never lost the case. Each and every person came to you. You healed that person, you delivered that person, and you set that person free. Same Jesus is here. We come to you for answers. Lord Jesus, I want each and every person who is listening to my voice be healed, delivered, and set free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. God heard our prayer. Just start doing the things which you are not able to do before. If you are not able to use your hand, use it now. If you are not able to walk, walk now. If you are not able to hear, try to hear now. If you are not able to see, try to use your eyes to read the Word of God. God has started a good work, and he's going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.